Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Learn from me. Don't put glitter all over your face, because now here we are days later, and I'm still finding this ish everywhere.
Oh no, it's like sparkly dandruff. No. It's just constantly flaking.
It's I was working out yesterday, because you know I've been trying to get, you know, with my strength training and whatnot, and I'm there and I'm working out.
Wait,
and
that's why you put glitter on?
No.
What class are you going to, aerobics?
What's going
from 1985?
Yeah, let's backtrack a little bit. So Bert and Amanda's birthday rave was Saturday night. And granted, it started at 6. I was peacing out by 10. But, you know, we made the most of it. And Amanda had this glitter paint for your face. And so I had like these giant chunks of glitter on my face. And it is all over my house. I was at the gym yesterday. And my trainer, Jamie, is like, so what's up with the glitter?
What were you doing this weekend?
And I was like, I swear I wasn't at Magic City. I know that's what it looks like right now, but that's not what I did. And I just opened my computer to start the show, and there's a little piece of glitter in there. And I'm like, it's never gonna go away.
It follows you for like a year.
All right, Mo, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing just a little bit how your weekend went, because I know you were traveling from one side of the country to the next.
Yeah, it was a lot, man, to go from LA to New York in one weekend. I never want to do it again.
Yeah.
I will say that, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Good to be around family. Good to celebrate. My sister, it was a good time.
And then Abby, this time yesterday we were talking about how you had an impromptu night out Friday night because you were looking for this pseudo celebrity. However, we never shared during the show who it was, and now it's all I thought about yesterday. Like, who is this person you guys were trying to like hunt down at the Battery?
Oh, I feel like I really hyped it up then, maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah, you did.
Because obviously, like in Atlanta, like there's films happening, people are doing TV shows and movies. So when you hear celebrity in Atlanta, like, it really could be anybody, but I would maybe call this celebrity, maybe where we come from, they're like D-listers, maybe as a whole Z-listers.
Oh.
But they're on a list. But they're on a list.
Okay. When I said that, and then I was like, well, that's higher than us.
That's a good point, right?
I know, at least they're on a list somewhere.
They're
so
on a list.
On Friday, I was out for a walk because I typically don't really go out on Fridays. We have weird hours. I'm very, very tired on the weekends. Mm-hmm. She's a sleepy girl. Saturday is usually the day that I'm like gearing up to go out. So when my friend called me up and said that she wanted to go to the Battery on Friday, I was like, sorry, girlfriend. Like, no, Friday is not my night. I'm not a fun time on Friday because I get sleepy. I only like to drink one day a week. Tomorrow, I promise I will get drinky winky with you, but not tonight. And she goes, no, Abby, you don't understand. Like, you know who I heard was going to be at the Battery on Friday? And I was like, who? Is it like Glenn Powell or somebody? Like, who's going to be out there? And she goes, no, the Savannah Bananas are in town. And, you know, all those guys we think are so cute from Instagram are going to be out at PBR, according to my bartender friend. And I go, well, this is interesting because the Savannah Bananas are like big social media influencers. Like, even if they're just Z-listers, like if I saw one out in person, if I had a couple tequila sodas in me, all of a sudden that person becomes Henry Cavill.
The Savannah Bananas, who were just in town and they were playing slash performing, because I feel like they perform just as much as they actually play baseball at Truist Park. And they're doing like a sold out stadium tour right now because whatever they have done with this team has just captured people, and they are so entertaining to watch. Because I know some people can say baseball can be a slog, it can be kind of long or whatever, sure. Even though they have picked up the pace now with how fast they have to throw the pitches. But yeah, no, they make it entertaining from first pitch to last pitch.
And you know what it is? There's a time limit on it. That's why I love going to those Atlanta United games, because you know when it's going to end. Whereas Savannah Bananas, they kind of do the same thing. It's like 2.5 hours in and out. You get to see some funky dance moves, some good baseball.
Oh, they have a game clock. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They like speed it up. That's why they call it banana ball, because they've kind of changed the rules a little bit in terms of baseball. So all of a sudden I hear that and I go, you know what? Let's do it for the plot. So immediately.
And the guys are cute.
And the guys are cute. I mean, a lot of them have girlfriends, but the single ones are cute too.
You would know.
Yeah, I would know. Obviously, but you're
well, you clearly have.
We
six are married, three have. I've done the numbers.
We have the roster. We know who we can approach and who we can't approach. So we're making our list of like who's going to walk in with a girlfriend and who is going to be fair game at PBR. So I run home. I do my instant spray tan. I shower, do the hair, run out to PBR. And I get there, and I always forget how big, like, Sports and Social and PBR is, because we get there, and I'm like, how are we going to find them? Because I don't recognize them without their little banana uniform on. Like, they're not, are they going to walk in?
I don't think they walk around with those.
It's kind of sort of like seeing, like, Santa Claus. You expect, if you're going to see Santa Claus out, you expect him to be in his red suit, whereas they're not going to be out wearing their Savannah Bananas uniform. So I'm like, how are we going to know, like, what these generic white boys with mustaches are? Like, how are we going to know that they're Savannah Bananas or not, unless we know they're the specific player?
You just yell Savannah and then they respond with banana.
They have to. It's in the contract.
I think so. Yeah.
So we get out to the dance floor and my friend goes, and I go, Did you see one? Did you see a banana? And she goes, no, that's my friend. And I know he lives in Savannah and is friend with a bunch of the Savannah Bananas. So we walk over to her friend. Lo and behold, literally it's all of them in one dance circle. So we got to hang out with some of the Savannah Bananas and their girlfriends on Friday night.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yes, their mustaches and their dance moves were as great as they were on the internet.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I have massive news.
Massive.
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 Huge, huge entertainment buzz news.
Okay.
Huge for the program. This is huge for the program. Huge if true. Kanye West is apologizing.
He's actually saying sorry?
Yeah. Did you see the clip that came out yesterday?
No, I didn't see. Not the apology one. I saw some clips this weekend, but he certainly wasn't apologizing.
He came out yesterday and apologized for everything. He apologized for saying that he didn't want to have kids with Kim Kardashian. He apologized for the anti-Semitism. He apologized for literally anything you can think about Kanye West doing.
I don't believe this at all.
Yeah, April Fools.
I was about to say, I'm not rolling. I know you did.
Well played.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah, today's April 1st, y'all. Be on high alert.
Every year I tell myself I'm going to be on alert all day on this day, and then I immediately forget. So you almost got me. That was close.
I was like, I have to do it early. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. Yeah, that man has not apologized.
Not at all.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Maybe never.
Kenan Thompson is responding to that weird Morgan Wallen moment on Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen the clip, it's the very, very end of the Saturday Night Live show. And it's Mikey Madison who hosted and Morgan Wallen standing at the front. And they are totally surrounded by the cast. And it's a show tradition that when the episode ends, they say their thank yous, they say their goodbyes, and then, you know, the jazz music starts to roll and they all kind of give each other a big hug and they're like, well, that's so great, that's so great. And it's supposed to be like a very like jovial moment. Well, Morgan Wallen and Mikey Madison, they say goodbye. Morgan Wallen gives Mikey Madison a hug and then he just goes, like walks off set right in front of the camera. It is so uncomfortable.
When I heard, I was like, oh, so he walked off the side of the stage. Yeah, no, he walks down the front steps of the stage like practically almost right into the camera through the studio audience. And I'm like, that was weird.
Super weird.
And I think it's weird because he didn't look happy to be there.
No.
And
At all. It's
just such an honor to perform for SNL that I think it just rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. So Kenan Thompson, who is the longest serving cast member for Saturday Night Live,
he's been there 84 years.
For years. He was on Good Day New York. And this is what he had to say about the situation.
Morgan, like, you know, peaced out during the goodbye.
He did.
Look, he just like whispered in her ear. Uh-huh. He's like, okay, I'm out of here. Okay. I'm going back to God's country.
Yeah.
And he left, which, you know, I guess that's okay. Look at your face.
Are we all in God's country?
So, and then your face went like, you know, viral because you kind of look like, wow, he just walked off the set.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he understood the assignment. That's what that looks like.
He also spoke with Entertainment Weekly. He said something really funny. He was like, maybe he had to go potty. I mean, it's a long show. It's like 2.5 hours. Maybe he's had to run to the loo.
I think probably his face, and I maybe he didn't understand the assignment because they are trying to blame it on camera blocking. So Mo, earlier when they do stuff, they camera block and that's how they walk off the stage. They walk off the front.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, dude, you literally just did an entire live show. There's a studio audience. You know the difference between rehearsal and then what's real. So I didn't buy the camera blocking excuse.
I don't either. And from what I was reading from people who seem to know him, they said this is pretty much on brand. Like that he probably just went to get the check, but all in all knew that those people, he didn't want to mingle with them because they're not for him and his music. And he just did that on purpose to be, I guess, himself.
Well, I wonder if, like, where the beef started, because obviously NBC is saying there's no beef, he's welcome back, but reports are coming out that he possibly got snubbed by the creator of Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels. Some people are claiming that at the taping before all of this went down, Lorne walked up and hugged the host, Mikey Madison, but ignored Morgan. So obviously we can see that and be like, oh, maybe he got snubbed, but like, did it start with Morgan? Like, did Morgan show up with a bad attitude? Or does Morgan have a bad attitude because people were snubbing him when he showed up? Because obviously he is such a controversial figure in the media.
Yeah, see, now I want the real tea. Like, even if Lorne Michaels snubbed you, and I know it's his show, like, when you watch documentaries or you hear people talk about SNL, I mean, they are working practically 24/7 that week to make the best quality show they can between the writers and the performers. So I'm like, all right, so if Lorne Michaels snubs you, I still feel like you owe it to the rest, like to everybody else who's working so hard to make sure that this is a success, that you pay your respects.
100%. But also, you know, did people snub him because they don't want to be associated with him? And I understand for specific reasons why you wouldn't want to, but I can also see how that would rub you the wrong way. Like, you're in New York City, a place you obviously don't want to be. You want to be in God's country. And then you feel unwelcome by everybody else, that maybe he was just over it. He was like, I'm not supposed to be here. This is not the place for me. I got my check. I did all the publicity I needed to do, and I'm out.
I'm curious, what's the check? Like, how much do they get paid to perform on SNL?
I don't know.
Because I thought it was one of those things, I didn't realize there was a check associated
me
with
either.
It. Because I thought it was just for publicity, because you go on there, and you're promoting, like, whatever album, tour, whatever you're doing.
Like the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
I'm going to find out if you even get a check coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Imagine falling asleep on your flight and you wake up and somebody has braided your hair, but you don't know who did it.
Oh my God.
Because that's what happened to this woman.
Mo, has anyone ever braided your hair?
I can't say they would struggle to do it if they tried.
So Mo, I know you spent a majority of your life on airplanes this past weekend, flying from Atlanta to LA to New York, back to Atlanta. So when I saw this story, I wanted to ask you, like, if you've ever witnessed anything, if you what you would do in this situation. But this goes to real.dannyb, and she came with receipts, right? Because I'm like, no, this, she's making up this story. But it seems pretty legit that she said she fell asleep on a flight and somebody, she has no idea who, braided her hair.
To the man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep, I hibernate. I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear ksh, ksh. And I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
That is insanely diabolical to touch somebody that you don't know while they are sleeping.
So this reminds me, you know how some things just will stay in your brain forever, no matter how hard you try to unforget. So, or unforget, how hard you try to forget. I don't know why.
Why did you try to unforget it?
I don't know. How hard you try to forget it. So I remember in high school, in calculus class, all right, my friend Amy, who was on the basketball team, she sat in front of me. There was a guy that sat right behind her. He was a dude in the band. I can picture this like yesterday. And she would lean back to put her hair in like a scrunchie or something like that. And he would put his hand on the edge of his... Oh, wait. He would put his hand on the edge of the desk so her hair would brush his hand. Because as she was leaning back, you know, and it wasn't like super long, but still long enough that it brushed his hand. And then...
No.
This is like seared and burned into my brain.
See why.
And I can't, I feel like I'm never going to be able, and I had to tell her after class. I mean, I had to, like, she's my friend and we play on the basketball team together. And I'm like, hey, I just want you to know that XYZ who sits behind you, when you lean your head back to put your hair in a scrunchie, he touches your hair with his hand and then he smells.
My man do a scratch and sniff. That is a violation.
I would also like to unforget that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, yeah. If I have to unforget it, you have to unforget it. All right, so Mo, tell us about your, like, whirlwind weekend.
This was a lot going on this weekend. So if you missed this, yes, I had a packed weekend. I had to fly to L.A. to keep some reservations that I made with a friend of mine to go to a concert and host an after party, and that was Friday night, just to be back in New York City on Saturday night to be with my family and to attend my sister's first art show on Sunday. So, this weekend felt like, I think this is probably what it feels like for an A-list celebrity to go on tour. I would imagine this is the life. Like, I pretty much just slept where I could, when I could, because I was moving from beginning to end. It was insane. So I got on a flight to get to L.A. pretty much immediately after work. We got there. I had enough time to go get dinner. And for some reason, before we went to the concert, everybody wanted to do the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, that was, I don't know why, but that's the one thing all these New Yorkers wanted to see in person. And we went, and it was a bit overrated.
Yeah.
It's like so overrated. It's cool, but to go out your way to go see it when you see it, it doesn't really do what you think it's going to do.
Because you're just looking at stars on the ground.
That's literally it. They're not as clean as you think they are. Like, people obviously walk on them every day. I was like, this is all of the things we could have done that we had this 2-hour window. This is what these grown men chose to do. So I'm like, okay, cool.
What is this?
Yes, you see
that,
what?
That's what they wanted to do.
That's what they and I got there and the plans were made.
They didn't want to go to the Staples Center and see the Kobe Bryant statue.
No.
They wanted to do the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Grown men. That's what they wanted to do. So I said, okay. And then one of them wanted to see the sign, like the Hollywood sign. I was like, y'all on your own now. At this point, do your own thing. After that, we go directly to the concert. And then after that, we go to the after party. And by the time we got to the party, it was fun. It was a good time. It was nice to meet with a lot of different people that you know from music and that you grew up listening to, because it was more like an older vibe of like 90s and early 2000s artists who were there. But I feel like we would have had so much more fun if we weren't hosting it. That was like, because hosting it kind of kept you away from the party, whereas everybody in the party was mingling and getting to it. And we're always constantly worried about who's coming up next to perform and who's doing this. So it was fun. I'm glad I did it. We made a couple connections and we got some things lined up. So it was worth it.
Because it's a job, man. Like, you're working.
That's what it is. And the party was a great party until at some point someone started urinating in the middle of the dance floor.
Who?
Random guy. Never seen, don't know who this guy is.
Was he zooted?
Yes. I mean, I'm talking about he just, middle of the floor, just pulled it out, just started getting it. And I don't think in his mind he knew where he was, because he's looked so comfortable. Just as everybody is like, you can see people starting to move.
He got kicked out, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was bad for him when security got their hands on him. I'm sure he realized where he was then. But I've never seen anything like that.
Did you see anybody famous at the party, or did you sign an NDA and you can't say anything?
I can't say anything, but there were famous people there, but I'm not going to front like it was. There was probably one person there that would be like, wow. But most of the people there were like older artists. I mean, if you listen to a lot of R&B or hip hop in the 90s, early 2000s, you would know a lot of the people that were there.
Okay. Oh, we're talking during the commercial break and you're telling me who was there.
I'll give you the rundown.
Yeah.
So after that, I go from the after party to the airport, get right back on the flight. Jealous of the
that
fact
night?
That
night? You didn't?
No, that, like, yeah, because the party went into, because you remember it's LA.
Yeah.
So it's like the time difference. By the time the party ended, I was on my way to the airport because I was leaving that early. So I get there. Flight gets delayed, of course. I thought of y'all because I was like, y'all said something was going to happen.
Classic.
And I was waiting for it.
No, I didn't say it was going to get... Bert said something was going to happen. I just said your buddy was going to make it so that you guys missed your flight on the way out.
Yeah, which thankfully I was traveling back by myself, so he couldn't do that. So I it was delayed, but it wasn't so bad. It's just that by the time I finally got to New York, the family had already been together and I had missed a lot of that day. So I got there, I went to see my grandmother. That was the only time I could see her. And then I got to sleep for a couple of hours, had to get back up because my sister. So my sister invites me to the show, but then no one told me that she was going to need help, like setting up. So I'm thinking I'm showing up late. Nope, we got to get up early, help her get her stuff to the show, which was cool. So we handled that. I made a list of 5 things I saw in New York City in 3 hours, just so people who have never been to New York can get somewhat of an understanding of what New York City is really like. This is what I saw. First off, I saw a man walking a bird.
A bird.
Ever since I saw someone describe New York as the world's largest outside insane asylum, I was like, that's New York.
It's like, with so a fitting. Leash?
With a leash. The man literally walked his bird to the car, got in the car, and then tied the leash to the antenna, and the bird sat on the car and waited for him to come out the store. I took a picture of it.
Perfectly normal. I don't see the issue.
It's just New York. Then I saw a dog on a scooter with his owner. They both had scooters, and the dog had his own scooter with legs on the scooter and paws on the handlebars.
Shut up.
I promise you. Took video of that, too. Couldn't believe it. I'm like, well, New York. I saw a man who was on a bicycle, and he had his dog behind him in, like, a basket, and he had a handle of Hennessy in the front. I guess the man was just riding. I don't know. I saw 2 people being very... very friendly at a bus stop. At a bus stop, broad daylight. I'm talking about friendly.
Ew.
Yeah, it was that too. And then last, I saw a car accident, which was bad. But the guy, like, no one was hurt. But I never saw a car accident, like, right in front of you.
Oh, you heard the crunch?
Like, the crunch. And then the guy gets out the car and just walked away drinking a coffee. Just got out the car, drinking coffee, and tried to run from the scene. And the other guy is trying to get out the car, but the door is jammed to tell the guy, come back, because we just got into a car accident. Like, where are you going? The guy was just casually walking. And then From there, I went to my sister's show, and it was amazing. Yes. It was the least entertaining part of the trip because it was so normal. But she was great. She actually sold more paintings than anyone there.
Shut up.
Yep, awesome. She sold the most paintings of everyone there. I mean, like, people were coming to her table so much that she didn't have time to breathe. She was so overwhelmed. But I told her that's a good thing, and this is all a part of her journey. So I am super proud of my baby sister.
Oh, man, she's stupid talented. But it's one thing for your family and friends to tell you you're talented. But when strangers come up and want to buy your stuff, then all of a sudden you believe it.
It's a whole nother thing. That's true.
The Burt Show.
Producer Jackson, you're taking your segment a little too seriously, friend.
Why?
Well, you want to ruin everything, including our spring breaks, by coming in here and hacking your germs.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, so help me. If you get us sick before we leave, I'm going to haunt you.
I'm truly hoping the reason why I was out yesterday was because the pollen actually just completely infiltrated my body, and there was nothing I could do about it. So let's hope that that's the reason.
Do you have bad allergies?
Generally, not the worst, but with the way that things have been...
But it was pollen, Mo.
Right. Do you have allergies? Not at all, actually.
I've never experienced that.
There were record-breaking numbers of pollen this weekend.
Yes, there were.
I rest my case.
Okay. All right. Well, now it's time for Jackson to ruin something else.
Jackson ruins everything. 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 Why'd I have to ruin everything, Jackson?
Including our spring breaks.
Hey, this is not on me. If any of y'all get sick, I promise it's not on me. So for this episode of Jackson Ruins Everything, I was going down a bit of a rabbit hole when I was researching this one. The initial idea was for me to look up what I was considering to be bad UX design. And what that means is UX is the general term for your user experience, okay? If you think of good UX design, think of things like appropriately labeled door handles that say push or pull. That's good UX, right? Okay. Bad UX is when it's not labeled and it's very confusing about what you're going to do, right?
Like our doors here at the station, even though I've been working here 14 years and I still open them the wrong way.
I do the same thing. The one that's coming out of the elevator, I do wrong a lot, more than I'd care to admit. Good UX design can be something like, remember when the iPhone introduced where you'd get like a text verification code and it automatically like populates that box when you have to send that out? Amazing,
love
right?
That.
Good UX, okay? So I was looking into bad UX design, and I was going down this rabbit hole of, like, how companies are evil, and they make your user experience intentionally bad for you to do all this stuff. And then it sent me down this whole thing of me just looking at general bad designs of things that we deal with every day. And so this is basically just going to be me maybe not ruining things, but just complaining about things for a little while, because there's a lot of really terribly designed things out there.
What you got?
Okay. First and foremost, this is where we started off when I was looking all this stuff up. Pop-ups. All right. Pop-up ads, I understand why websites have to do. There's a reason why they're there. A lot of times we get websites for free because they allow advertising on there. Don't make the X button for the pop-up the tiniest little thing in the top corner so it forces you to fat finger it and accidentally click into the ad.
Yep.
No, my least favorite is when you get a pop-up ad and they have two options. And like one of the options is like, no, I want to remain ignorant and stay uninformed.
Don't insult me.
I hit that with no problem. Yep.
I'm like, ignorance is bliss, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you attacking me and my choices right now?
That's, I know.
So rude.
And then another one pops up and it's like, are you sure, dummy?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, fine. Jeez, I get it. All right. The keep me logged in button, that never works.
Yeah.
Where you check that box when you log into something, and usually it's after you haven't been on this website for a while, you forgot your password, so you've already gone through that whole, you know, roundabout way of fixing that, and then you say that you want it to, you know, remember who you are, and then it never remembers. Hate that.
Mm-hmm.
The entirety of the Yelp application. I'm not just saying that because I used to work there and I'm very bitter about me working there, but...
Because you got fired.
No. besides the point.
Don't let facts get in the way, Abby.
This is purely facts. This is me not letting that cloud my judgment at all. When I go and search for a restaurant on Yelp, don't give me an advertisement for other restaurants before giving me the result that I'm looking for.
Oh, the sponsored ads, and then you get to your restaurant.
Can't stand it. And Google's been doing that a lot, too, where you look up, like, you know, an apartment that I want to go rent, and it gives me four other apartments that are not the one that I looked up.
And before, when you used to Google stuff, there used to be like one or two sponsored links, but now you literally have to scroll by like a dozen sponsored links before you get to what you were trying to Google in the first place.
It's a half page now, yeah. At least, right? Any parking sign that has too many rules on it. You know when you go and park in some places in the city and then it's like, no parking, but then below it, there's a paragraph that says, like, on Tuesdays to Thursdays between 6 and 8 p.m., you can, like, maybe park here as long as the moon's not showing. Yeah. Like, I hate those because it's intentionally trying to get you a ticket, all right?
Yeah, 100%.
The entirety of the new Apple's photo app. If you guys have updated your phone and have looked at your photos app, I just hate all, like, they're trying to press for, like, these AI-generated, like, memories and new albums and all this stuff. Just give me my photos and just organize them by date, and then we're good to go.
I'm not gonna lie, I was with you until I saw one of them. They put like this little memory thing of me and my sister for her birthday, and the fact that I didn't have to do that and it was kind of fly, I was like, all right, I'm not mad at Apple for this.
I guess
they put the background track.
Yeah, I was like, this is high.
If you have a use case for it, I totally get it. That definitely makes sense. Please,
you sent it to her, pretending like you put it together, didn't you?
Of course I did. I was thinking about you, sis.
When the subscribe to promotion or further deals box is already checked automatically when you're making an account on a website. I hate when they do that. You know, when it's always like, you accept the terms and conditions, and below that it's like, check this box if you want, you know, to receive promotional emails. No one ever wants your promotional emails. Do not automatically check that for me. Yeah. Don't even give that to me as an option.
Yeah.
And the last one that I have is when you're on page 12 of an online shopping, you know, and you've gone through a lot of stuff, and you click into one thing that you're maybe interested in, and then you hit back, and it brings you all the way back to the first page. Why do that? What's up with that? Huh? There's no reason for that.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Abby, have you recovered from the fact that you thought we were on vacation this week, but we're actually on vacation next week?
You know, it's funny. I wasn't thinking about it until you guys brought it up again. And I had to relive my stupidity.
Well, Mo wasn't here today.
Yeah, I missed it.
Or yesterday, sorry. Mo wasn't here yesterday, so I wanted him, because he asked you how your weekend in Charleston went, but you weren't able to go.
It hurts the most coming from Mo, because Mo's always going to cool places. So he goes, Abby, did you go anywhere cool this weekend? And I go, no, Mo. In fact, I had to cancel my really fun girls trip to Charleston, where I was going to stay at one of my bucket list hotels and eat really good food and drink a lot of wine and sit on some rooftops and shake some booty. But no, because I didn't read the email completely, or I probably did read the email, but I probably read it wrong, thinking, oh, no, it's not the first week of April. We're always off the first week of April.
It's going to be a much different week for you than the rest of us.
Well, so then I asked her, I'm like, all right, so what are you doing next week?
I'm bopping around Atlanta. I'm going to be a tourist in Atlanta. Oh, okay. I'm going to go to the Beltline. You know, I am excited because I have been wanting to check out some new coffee places on the Beltline.
Of course, yeah.
So that'll take up my Monday. Right. All right, afternoon.
Not to rub it in, because this is a loaded question. Mo, do you have anything big planned for next week?
I actually don't.
You don't?
I don't. For once, I've decided, well, I'm going to go spend time with family. So I'm not really going anywhere cool or anywhere to brag about, no. Not this time.
So not Dubai.
No.
Not the Maldives. No,
well, for now. You know what it means. It can change any minute.
You're flying to Manhattan, but you have a layover in Amsterdam.
That could happen. That could happen.
All right, so I saw this, and I wanted to ask, listen, seriously, no judgment, but I am curious if there's anybody listening who schedules worry time, because I saw this article and it's 1 in 10 young adults schedule dedicated worry time in their daily routine. So there was a survey of 2,000 general population Americans, and they revealed that 10% of younger Americans, so we're talking Gen Z, millennials, they schedule a specific time in their day to worry. And then when they added everything up, Americans on average spend 138 minutes worrying every single day.
That feels low.
Wow. Right? Personally, I worry all day long, so I don't have to schedule it.
All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because, you know, we've talked at length about cry days and how, like, everything comes, you know, just starts to bubble over. So I have definitely scheduled aside a cry day just to be so I can, mainly so I can control the environment, because I don't want to lose it in public. Like, because it'll be something so innocuous and the reaction will be disproportionate to whatever happened because you're so amped up or because everything has built up. So you have like this cavalcade of emotions that otherwise you wouldn't have if you just would have scheduled a cry day and got them all out, and you would be a little more even keel. So yeah, I'm wondering if anybody listening actually does schedule worry time.
Yeah, it's always anxiety o'clock when you live in worst case scenario land, which is where I reside. For me, I don't necessarily schedule worrying time, but I do schedule time periods of when I know I have to do really stressful things. Like for me, I knew I was going to need a solid like 4 weeks, like specific days within a 4 week period to handle my taxes, because I knew I was going to spiral about it no matter what. I was always going to think I was going to do something wrong. I was going to have to triple check my CPA because I have OCD and I'm paranoid about going to jail because I wouldn't survive. So, or paying my credit card. I know I have to schedule a specific time during a Sunday when I know if I spiral, it's going to be fine. So I'm constantly worrying, but when I absolutely have to spiral, there's definitely a time period.
Yeah, I feel like it's the opposite for me. I tried to schedule like an hour, at least a day, to not worry about anything, because I feel like that's what I'm constantly doing is worrying. But I do wonder for the people who do it, like, do you feel better? How does it make you feel when you literally sit there and just go through all of the worries, all of the possible things that could go wrong, and then right after that moment, like, you feel healthier?
Because we all know it does zero good. I mean, you can go on Instagram and you have all these inspirational quotes. It's like it's a waste of time to worry, because you're basically trying to predict the future, which you can't do. So until something happens, what's the point? Now, any ideas as far as like the ranking of the top things people worry about?
Money.
Money's got to be number one.
Finances, number one. And that was followed by family. This is the next one is for me. Things you need to do. I am constantly running my to-do list and my calendar in my head, just for fear of like I'm going to miss something. And then when you also have kids and you get their activities in there, Next, which is actually kind of sad if you think about it, it went from finances, family, things you need to do to health.
Oh, no, I that's what I thought was going to be next.
Yeah.
Okay, health should be first.
Yeah, that, you know, technically, yes. You have health, and then you have work, and then there's politics, and then lastly, getting enough sleep.
Oh, getting enough sleep.
Which I know we can all relate to.
I don't get enough sleep because I'm always thinking about getting enough sleep.
Well, they said that most, most of the worrying happens right before you go to bed. So let's go ahead and get Noel on. Hey, Noel, thanks so much for joining the show. Do you schedule time to worry?
No, because energy begets energy. If you are constantly putting that energy out there and worrying about those things, that's what's going to come back at you. I'm a member of Virgo Nation, Mo.
Hey, he's Virgo gang. What's up, sis?
Right. But the other side of it is that if you energy begets energy, why don't you schedule some joy? Why don't you schedule some laughter? Because I'm an OCD kind of person, and I've learned that if I put that energy out there, that's what's going to come back to me. And we have enough in this world that is being thrown at us. And as a woman of color, a Caribbean woman of color, there's a lot going on in the world now. But at the ending of the day, I'm going to love on y'all. Right now I'm giving y'all the best energy ever. I'm not going to schedule to worry when the world is falling apart. I'm going to schedule the joy in my life. I'm going to schedule the love in my life. I'm going to get in my garden. I'm going to laugh with my coworkers. And I'm going to send great energy out there to you all because you deserve it. But don't schedule worry. Just be in those moments. Because energy begets energy. So this energy that I'm giving y'all this morning, throw that worry away in the trash can, my love. Throw it away.
First of all, can you call us every morning?
Please.
we need this.
Let this wash out. No, I'm so glad you called. I actually feel like the goosebumps. Like, I'm feeling your energy right now. I can say that, honestly. And this was a last-minute addition to the schedule. Like, this was not planned to be talked about right here. I just...
And that's called kismet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Energy. As you're talking to me, I can feel... coming across, and I'm like, am I going to get through? Because I'm like, what is the story we're telling ourselves? Every morning I wake up and say, what's the story I'm telling myself today? What am I going to be today in the world? And you got to be the best version of yourself for you. This is from somebody who grew up in a bipolar family that, you know, they're like, what's going to happen today? And I've just learned to give myself some grace, and that's what we need right now. But I love you all dearly. I listen to you. I've been listening to you all for years. Let's schedule some joy. Let's schedule some goodness because we deserve that in our lives.
Man, we love you too.
I love you back. Wow. See?
All right. Put her on hold. Save her number. We're calling her every day at this time.
That was beautiful.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I found out whether or not Saturday Night Live hosts and musical guests get paid. This is a big topic for us this morning because we were talking about Morgan Wallen and whether or not he was just there to get his check because he did not look happy to be there at the very end, at least. So I found out that actually the host gets paid, but the musical guest does not, which is maybe why he was cranky.
Yeah.
Maybe they were comparing checks.
See, that actually makes more sense why he bounced the way he did, because he's like, I'm not getting paid for this, so why do I care?
So to be fair, the hosts get paid $5,000 per episode, and this is only because of SAG-AFTRA rules, basically saying, like, you can't just come on and do a guest performance for free. Like, we have to pay our actors for doing press. And musical guests will not get paid, but SNL typically covers expenses like travel, accommodations, and production costs. So it won't cost you anything to come on Saturday Night Live, but they're certainly not paying you to be there.
It's a free trip to New York City, but obviously Morgan Wallen did not want to be there.
Yeah, right? It's not God's country, apparently.
All right, Snow White has been catching a lot of headlines, and I've seen a lot of people have some discourse about this movie on TikTok as well, but it's looking like it's going to lose a ton of money. So Snow White currently stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot in this live-action feature for Disney, and it had a budget of about $410 million altogether in terms of feature expenses.
They did not put that into the costuming.
Oh my God, that dress? Why did it look like I could get that at World of Disney?
I don't know.
They did her so... Rachel Zegler is so beautiful, and she is supremely talented, and they made her look like Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, the hair and the dress, like, everything's just very muted, and I don't know if they were doing that intentionally. I don't know. It's it's not serving and it's not giving what you would expect from a Disney live animation.
It's not giving what it needs to give. People are criticizing Gal Gadot's acting. Now it's become very popular to make fun of her very like monotone way of performing. And so right now it looks like it's going to end at the box office with about $225 million, which will put it at a loss of about $115 million wow. loss before it goes to Disney Plus. So
I want to know where it went wrong.
Where I think it went wrong is that I think where the other live action princess movies have done really well as they've stayed true to the story. Mm-hmm. So like the Beauty and the Beast story was just kind of an expanded version on the animated retelling. And Cinderella felt very true to the original script. Like, of course, they're going to change some things here and there, but the things that they did change felt very purposeful and intentional and like it was going to make the story better. Whereas with Snow White, a lot of people felt like they turned her into this girl boss. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but then they should create a new princess for that archetype, but still stay true to who the character of Snow White was.
Yeah, because I feel like The Little Mermaid also still stayed true to like the storyline. And yeah, you're going to have some adjustments. But you're 1,000% right. Like if you're going to do Snow White, then yeah, you can have some... what's the word I'm looking for? You can have
evolve a little bit.
Yeah, you can have some leniency here and there as far as what you want to do. But for the most part, if you want to create a new princess, then just create a new princess.
Exactly. Like you have the resources, you have the money. Like Lord knows Disney has the money. So I think a lot of people just felt like the original story got kind of lost in the girl bossification of it all. The costuming I know has gotten a lot of criticism. I haven't seen the film, but I have seen her Disney princess dress and then her love interest like hoodie that it looks like he got from PacSun. I'm like, who was in charge of it? Like, it had a $250 million budget just for production. I'm like, where did that money go? And where I think it actually went was all those CGI dwarfs because those are nightmare fuel, honestly. Okay, we've been talking a little bit about Jelly Roll over the last couple of months because he is on a quest to lose a bunch of weight because this time next year, he wants to be on the cover of Men's Health. And so far, he's lost about 100 pounds, which is incredibly, incredibly impressive.
Oh, that is impressive.
But he recently posted a video on his social media that I think really puts things into perspective from how much easier it can be. And I'm not saying easy as in it's not difficult, but when you have the resources as a celebrity to get where you need to go, it can be a lot more enjoyable. And I think his meal plan is really proving that because I was listening to his chef talk about what he eats in a day. And I was like, oh my God, I would eat that not on a diet. So this was posted by Jelly Roll on his social media where he's doing this fun little video with the guy that prepares all of his meals. And here's some of the stuff that he is eating while on his weight loss journey.
Favorite Waffle House bowl, healthy rendition.
I'm talking about, baby.
We're making our own hash browns. We ate these hash browns, drain it. And we're cooking with some Wagyu beef tallow, chicken sausage, bell peppers, bone broth, packed with protein. Now we're going to air fry our potatoes, flip them, and mix them in the sauerkraut now.
This all started because I loved Waffle House. Lario's figured out a way to make them not only taste good, but good for my tummy.
Favorite snack, peanut butter dough cookie bite. Once
protein poutine.
Dairy-free version with cashew cheese curd. Say it's almost cheese-like. Chicken thighs, pressure cooked in bone broth, french fries. Making our own gravy pot. Meal number two down.
Protein poutine.
I just want to know, like, how do I get signed up for his meal plan?
Right. What diet? Where?
Where? Like, seriously, like, the protein cookie dough bites, yes, and the Waffle House bowl. I'm like, Jelly Roll, please, like, drop the recipes ASAP. All right. Kourtney Kardashian's teenage son is addressing long-held rumors that Justin Bieber is actually his dad. I'll tell you what he said on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Keep your family safe with help from Menard. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.